As they were rowing over the lake, the prince, who was in the boat with the youngest princess and the soldier, said, "I do not know why it is, but though I am rowing with all my might, we do not get on so fast as usual, and I am quite tired. The boat seems very heavy today." "It is only the heat of the weather," said the princess. "I feel it very warm, too." On the other side of the lake stood a fine, illuminated castle from which came the merry music of horns and trumpets. There they all landed and went into the castle, and each prince danced with his princess, and the soldier, who was all the time invisible, danced with them, too. And when any of the princesses had a cup of wine set by her, he drank it all up, so that when she put the cup to her mouth, it was empty. At this, too, the youngest sister was terribly frightened, but the eldest always silenced her. They danced on till 3 o'clock in the morning, and then all their shoes were worn out, so that they were obliged to leave off. The princess rowed them back again over the lake, but this time the soldier placed himself in the boat with the eldest princess, and on the opposite shore they took leave of each other, the princesses promising to come again the next night. When they came to the stairs, the soldier ran on before the princesses and laid himself down. And as the 12 sisters slowly came up, very much tired, they heard him snoring in his bed. So they said, "Now all is quite safe." Then they undressed themselves, put away their fine clothes, pulled off their shoes, and went to bed. In the morning, the soldier said nothing about what had happened, but determined to see more of this strange adventure, and went again the second and third night. And everything happened just as before. The princesses danced each time till their shoes were worn to pieces and then returned home. However, on the third night, the soldier carried away one of the golden cups as a token of where he had been. As soon as the time came, when he was to declare the secret, he was taken before the king with the three branches and the golden cup. And the 12 princesses stood listening behind the door to hear what he would say. And when the king asked him, "Where do my 12 daughters dance at night?" he answered, "With 12 princes in a castle underground." And then he told the king all that had happened, and showed him the three branches and the golden cup which he had brought with him. Then the king called for the princesses and asked them whether what the soldier said was true. And when they saw that they were discovered, and that it was of no use to deny what had happened, they confessed it all. And the king asked the soldier which of them he would choose for his wife, and he answered, "I am not very young, so I will have the eldest." And they were married that very day, and the soldier was chosen to be the king's heir. This recording of The 12 Dancing Princesses by the Brothers Grimm was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Sound recording copyright 2018, Dreamscape Media, LLC. Thank you for listening.